Wicked Ashlyn. Curious about me? Visit wickedashlyn.com to discover ways to connect, play games, and yes, even spoil me. Don't miss a moment of the fun. Subscribe now for new episodes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your Dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Mistress Watches My First Time by Ed03. I want you naked, face down, in the middle of the bed when I get there. Don't open your eyes until I tell you to, and put a pillow underneath your tummy, the text said. Those were my instructions. I had about 30 minutes, so I hopped in the shower and washed. My cock got semi-hard as I worked the soap over it and in between my cheeks. I rinsed off and stepped out to dry. Not knowing what the evening had in store, I laid several objects out on the table, just in case they were needed. There were the medium and large plug, a strap-on harness with a 7-inch real-looking dildo, some lube, and a flogger. I only had a couple minutes left, but as I was just wearing the towel, it was only a matter of dropping it and climbing on the bed. I wasn't sure exactly how to position myself, but knew I would be told what to do, so I left my legs slightly apart and hands at my side. Several minutes later, I heard the door open, and once I heard the footsteps on the stairs, I closed my eyes. My cock had once again started stiffening in excitement. I felt her lean on the bed, and a blindfold was placed over my eyes. I could hear someone walking around the bed, and then felt something slipped around my wrists as it was pulled up towards the corner of the bed. After a few moments, the same was done to my other arm. I could feel fingernails dragging down my back and across my ass cheeks, followed by the stingy smack. The silence was broken with her voice saying, "Lift your hips." When I did, I felt a hand on my dick pulling it down between my legs so it was no longer under me. My legs were pulled apart and I could feel the rope being pulled over my foot and tightened around my ankle and then the other. I was now tied, spread eagle to the bed, and knew anyone standing behind me would have no problem seeing everything and could feel the air against my puckered hole now. "Are you ready to be a good boy and do what you're told?" she asked. "Yes, ma'am, whatever you want," I replied. "Good, I have a treat for you. Remember, keep your eyes closed until I tell you," she said. I felt someone crawling on the bed near my head and could tell they had settled in front of me and pulled the blindfold off. I couldn't tell what they were doing, but felt a leg laying over the top of each of my arms. I figured she had crawled in front of me and was going to have me use my mouth on her to get her ready. My mind could barely register what was happening as I felt someone else crawling between my legs at the bottom of the bed. "Open your eyes," I heard from down by my feet. I opened my eyes and found myself 2 inches away from a soft but thick-looking cock and heavy set of balls. His balls were completely shaved and looked very smooth. "How do you like your surprise? We've talked about it before, and now I brought someone to help me use you today." My cock started swelling when I heard that. I had always fantasized about touching and pleasuring another man, but it had all been talk. "I want you to use your mouth on him. Get that cock nice and wet and hard while I watch and play with other things," she said, as she smacked me with the flogger. "Yes, ma'am, I will," I replied. This was as close as I have ever been to another man, and my cock got even harder as I thought I would soon have him in my mouth. Since I was tied up, I couldn't move closer to him, but I scooted forward until the tip was almost touching my lips. I stuck my tongue out and licked the tip. I could taste the salty pre-cum that had started leaking out and saw as his cock pulsed and started getting hard. I flattened my tongue and ran it across his large balls, rolling them around. I could feel her watching over my shoulder as she dragged the flogger along my balls and hole, making me squirm. I sucked his partially hard cock into my mouth and ran my tongue around it, feeling it get hard in my mouth. It was growing and soon was close to the back of my mouth. Right then, she hit my ass with 3 quick smacks of the flogger, making me jump and push another inch into my mouth. I felt it touch the back of my throat and fought not to gag, focusing on my breathing. He grabbed my head and pulled it back off of him until just the tip was in. He continued using his hands to pull my mouth up and down his hard cock. I could feel something cool and wet running down between my cheeks, coating my hoe, and then I felt a finger rubbing and pushing the tip in. She pushed her finger in me and soon added a second while I was being face fucked by a stranger. He pulled himself out of my mouth and pushed my face into his balls. I ran my tongue all over them and sucked them into my mouth. "Untie one of his hands so he can use it with his mouth," she said, and I felt my right hand come free from the rope. I grabbed his cock in my hand and started stroking him while trying to fit both his balls into my mouth. "Get that dick back in your mouth and suck it," she said forcefully. Barely had time to say yes, ma'am, before filling my mouth with his cock and sliding it up and down with my hand. "I'm wearing the strap on, and I'm gonna feel and stretch that tight hole while you keep being a good little cocksucker, you understand?" My mouth was full, so I just nodded while he kept using it. I felt as she kneeled between my legs, and then the tip was rubbing around my asshole, and then started to push in. I could feel myself being stretched wide as she pushed herself past the opening. She paused for just a second and kept slowly pushing until she was buried inside me. "I'm gonna fuck this little hoe nice and hard, and you better keep sucking. I want you to earn a nice big load of cum and eat it all," she whispered in my ear as I felt her start to slide out of me. She was laying on top of me, starting to fuck me faster, while helping to push my head down on his cock. He was breathing heavy and I could taste some leaking in my mouth as he fucked my mouth in time to her strokes. I was moaning around his cock as she started fucking my ass hard with her head by my shoulder, watching me suck my first dick. I kept my hand wrapped around the base of his cock to keep from having it shoved down my throat, but even then he was pushing so hard with each thrust, the head was still burying itself very deep. She had propped herself up with her hands, pushing on my back, and was pounding my hoe hard and fast. He had grabbed the sides of my head and was thrusting faster. I was unable to move as I was filled from both ends and existed just for them to use. "Fuck that mouth. Fill him with cum," she growled, breathing hard from hammering my ass. "Getting close. Take that cock and swallow all that cum," he moaned, and pushed as deep as he could. My eyes teared up and I could barely breathe. He was so deep. And just then I felt the first stream of hot cum shoot into my throat, followed by a second and a third. I was forced to swallow as fast as I could, and then he pulled my head back just until the tip of his cock was inside my lips and coated my tongue with his last shot. I was so busy trying to swallow it all, I hadn't really noticed any taste until it hit my tongue and was surprised that I liked how it tasted. It was salty. It was thick, but had a pleasant taste. As it was getting soft, I was able to suck the entire thing into my mouth and was intrigued at the difference from just a few seconds ago when it was rock hard and could only take about half of it. "I knew you'd be a natural little cock sucker," she said. She had buried herself inside of me but was no longer thrusting. I had let the cock slip from my mouth and was laying there trying to recover. "I have another job for you, but I'll let you rest for a couple minutes," she said as she pulled out. I felt stretched and open after having the dildo pulled from my ass. She pulled the ropes off my arms and legs and then went back between my legs and started toying with my dick, rubbing the pre-cum around the head. I had been leaking like crazy during the whole experience and continued as she casually rubbed me. He had moved from in front of my face and was sitting next to her, squeezing and massaging my balls. It felt amazing after having had both my holes filled just moments ago. I was moaning and grinding my hips. Even after having just been fucked and sucking my first cock, I was still a horny little submissive slut begging to be used. "Get on your hands and knees," she said. Still in a kind of a daze, I did as I was told. I felt his hand squeeze my balls and then pull them back so my cock was pointing down. When her hand came back to my cock, I could feel her spreading lube on it, and then she started milking me. He was kneading and rolling my balls in his hand as she gripped my shaft hard and stroked me. "You want me to get that cum out of this hard cock?" she asked. "Yes, ma'am," I moaned. "You better beg for it, little boy," she growled, squeezing me tightly. "Please, let me come. I'll do anything," I desperately pleaded. "Yes, you will," she laughed as she started jerking me off faster. I was so turned on, I knew I wouldn't last long. He was still gripping my balls tightly and had started rubbing my ass cheeks with his thumb right against my hole. I had started moving my hips to help slide my cock in her hand. "Hold still, you don't get to move," she ordered, with a stinging slap against my ass. It was incredibly hard to hold still while I was being worked over like this, but I knew if I didn't obey, she would stop and I would be left incredibly horny and with aching balls. I could feel the pressure building in my balls and at the base of my cock. I knew it wouldn't be long now. She must have known as well from my breathing. "Are you going to give me a big load? Empty those balls for me," she said, just as he pushed his thumb into my ass. I gasped as the pressure released and my cock erupted. She kept squeezing and slowly stroking my dick, milking all the cum out of me. I was shaking and trying to catch my breath as her hand left my cock and she moved off the bed and came up to my head. She put her hand in front of me and I could see that she had caught my cum in her hand. "Drink it up. I don't want it to be wasted," she said, lifting it to my mouth. I stuck my tongue out and tasted it. "Good boy. Suck it all up," she said, pushing her hand to my mouth. I opened up and sucked it all into my mouth. "Now swallow," she ordered. I did as I was told, noticing the difference in taste between myself and the cum that had shot down my throat just a short time earlier. "Now, and get on your knees and get his cock rock hard. I just want you to use your mouth, no hands. Then I'm going to put that mouth of yours to work on my wet pussy and you're going to show me how much of a slut you are," she said, grabbing my arm and pulling me off the bed in front of him. She put her hands on my shoulders and pushed me down so I was eye level with his cock again. There was no hesitation this time as I sucked him into my mouth, pulling him all the way in my mouth and bobbing my head up and down on him. He was starting to get hard again, but before it was completely hard, I took him all the way in my mouth and stuck my tongue out to lick his balls. I could only stay there for a couple of seconds as the head of his cock started pushing into my throat. I backed off and held it in my mouth, getting it soaked with my spit. He wrapped the hand around the base of his cock and pulled it out of my mouth, rubbing it all over my face. "Open your mouth and stick your tongue out," she said, rubbing it all over my mouth, and then put her hand on the back of my head, rubbing my face on his balls. "Okay, on the bed again, ass in the air, face on the mattress," she said, releasing my head. Quickly moved to the bed on my knees and bent down with my face against the mattress. "Reach back and spread yourself open," she ordered. I reached back, grabbing my ass, and pulled my cheeks apart. "Put your cock in that little hole and fuck him till he can't walk," she told him. He climbed on the bed and started rubbing the head of his cock against my hole. "Don't worry about going slow. Take that ass," she said. I could feel the pressure in my hole as the head started pushing in, stretching me. I was a little stretched from her fucking me, but he was larger than what she had used, and I felt it burn as I was stretched even more to fit him. The head popped inside me and he stopped for a second, and then he grabbed my hips and pushed. My hands dropped away from my ass as I forgot everything except that large cock being buried in my tight asshole. It didn't take long for him to get balls deep inside me and I could feel them against my own balls. "Fuck it," she said, and with that he pulled out, leaving just the tip in me, then pushed back in. I could barely breathe as he slid back inside me, continuing to do the same, not fast, but not too slow, just fucking me with long strokes. She watched for a minute or so, then moved around by my head where he had just been a little while ago. We were almost recreating the initial scene, except this time I had real cock inside me and she was spreading her legs so I could service her pussy. I could tell how wet she was. The lips were soaked. He stopped for a second so she could lift my head and put my mouth on her. "Keep going. Push his face into it," she told him. He did as she told him to and started fucking me again. This time it wasn't with quite as long strokes, but it was faster and harder. Each time he pushed into me, my face was buried in her cunt. "Suck that fucking pussy, slut. Make me come," she growled. My hands were on the bed, and he grabbed them, putting them in the small of my back, using them as a handle to help him pound my ass. The pain was mostly gone, and I was in heaven being used to pleasure them. My little asshole was stretched wide to take his cock, and I was furiously licking and sucking on her pussy lips, then licking from her ass to her clit, circling it and sucking it into my mouth. He was slamming his cock into me now, not holding back, and it was making me moan into her pussy as I sucked it. She was moaning and grinding herself on my face, and her body started bucking as she came in my mouth. It was all I could do at that point to keep my tongue inside her as he started fucking me hard. His balls were flapping against mine as he took my hole. As she was recovering, my tongue was still sliding in and out of her pussy as his cock was moving in and out of my ass. She grabbed my head and pulled it hard against her cunt and told him, "Fill that hole with your cum." His strokes was getting frantic now. My wrists were still crossing my back even though he had let go to grab my hips again. He slammed his cock into me a few more times, then pushed hard against me, burying himself in my ass, and I felt his hot cum filling me up. He stayed there, inside me for a few minutes until I felt him starting to soften and slip from inside me. When his cock popped out, I could feel how much I had stretched to take his cock. She got up from in front of me and walked around behind me. I heard the click of her phone taking a picture. "I have a great shot of his cum leaking out of your hole," she said with a smile. Sure enough, I could feel it leaking out and running across my balls. I knew I'd be feeling this for the next couple of days, and every time I did, I would think about how it had happened. I really hope you enjoy that story. If you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit my website, wickedashlyn.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.